With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The judge in former President Trump's New York criminal trial says Mr. Trump must be in court every single day. It may keep him from attending his son Barron's high school graduation ceremony. He may also miss an important hearing before the nation's highest court.
We're before the United States Supreme Court on a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court.
Today, day two of jury selection in New York. House Speaker Mike Johnson planning to hold separate votes this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, instead of having it all lumped together in one big bill. Also at SRNNews.com, EV maker Tesla may lay off a tenth of its workforce.
CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,000 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. The New York Times and CNBC reported that Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity. Tesla sales fell sharply last quarter as competition increased worldwide, electric vehicle sales growth slowed, and price cuts failed to draw more buyers. I'm Norman Hall.
The Baltimore Bridge collapse, now the subject of an FBI criminal investigation. Meanwhile, the body of a fourth construction worker has been recovered at the scene, two others still missing. Anti-Israel protesters blocked major highways and bridges in big cities all across the country yesterday, disrupting airport traffic as well. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 36 points. NASDAQ futures are off 13 points. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled Maine legislature has approved a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform sex change operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who seek to help children live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval. Last year, lawmakers approved a bill to allow teenagers to receive hormones and puberty-blocking drugs without parental consent. SRN News. Well, the mystery of the UFO, the unidentified falling object, has been solved.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, but one piece survived. No one on the ground was injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stung by paying billions of dollars for settlements and trials, chemical giant Bayer has been lobbying lawmakers in several states to pass bills providing it a legal shield from lawsuits that claim its weed killer Roundup is a cancer causer. More details, SRNNews.com.